Welcome to Beginner's Guide to One Piece, Episode 54, Anime Episode 46. I'm your host, Golios. With me, Barker, Bones, and Eisenhoft. And Barker, who is a beginner to the series, will be our guide. Barker, what happened in Episode 46?
The title of Episode 46 was Following the Straw Hat. Little Buggy's Big Adventure, which is kind of a big spoiler right there in the title. But so we find the Going Merry is preparing to make way, weighing anchor and unfurling the mainsail. And Luffy and Usopp are kind of trying to lure Zoro into a game of tag. They're all just having fun on the deck and feeling like they're a fun group. And Nami is watching them, thinking, oh, these boys will be boys, I guess. And Sanji's been cooking, and he announces that breakfast is ready, gives a special, you know, a little bit of heart love to Nami, who he's very infatuated with. Nami is watching the boys' roughhouse, and she's thinking that she's remembering that Luffy called her his Nakama even before the fight with Arlong. And so that makes her happy to think of that. And they all sit down to eat. And Nami wonders casually what might have happened to that guy, Buggy. And, you know, they're just speculating. Zoro says, who knows? And they're chatting about that while Luffy keeps using his rubber arm to steal food off of Usopp's plate. And so it's all very friendly rivalry and banter. And all seems to be well aboard the Going Merry. And meanwhile, on a little island somewhere else, we find Buggy the Clown is building a raft and plotting his revenge on Luffy. And his one problem is that he is still missing a body. He just has his arms and legs glued together below his head. And he's also, as he's paddling with his little raft, he's being attacked by flying piranha fish. But he still vows not to lose again. He's very motivated. And Buggy barely reaches the next island alive because the fish have been attacking him, and his raft gets beached and broken up. And the fish flop around, still biting at him, and he jumps away and then comes across a little yellow bird staring at him. And Buggy's hungry, and he chases the bird with a knife and a fork, shouting, Bada Bada Hoo! Or cannon, I guess, and that shoots his hands forward at the bird and pinning it to the ground by its wing feathers with his knife and fork. And Buggy is ready to eat the little bird, but another little bird has been watching this and has taken off. And as Buggy prepares to kill the bird, a shadow falls over him, and above Buggy looms a huge papa bird. Called to the rescue, and this big bird has his own knife and fork, and Buggy runs, shouting, oh, please forgive me, but the big bird stalks Buggy until he comes upon a rather obvious pit trap that's been laid by the clown, and Buggy's in hiding, and oh, he thinks his plan is so perfect. We even see sort of a childlike animation, his imagination of how this trap will work out so well. But the bird is not fooled at all and breaks the trap noisily so that Buggy will run out to claim his prize. And instead, the bird snatches Buggy, who soon finds himself the main course of the bird's picnic lunch. And the bird has like a checkered tablecloth and cutlery and a plate and everything. It's crazy. The two little birds are pecking at Buggy while the papa bird ties a big napkin around his neck. And Buggy struggle helplessly. He's going to be eaten. And Buggy cries out, is this how it ends? And it apparently does, because the bird lifts Buggy and swallows him whole, but then turns a sickly blue and spits him out. And Buggy hurtles through the air like a rocket, crying, I'm not even good enough for your stomach. Meanwhile, aboard the Going Merry, Luffy is checking out this cool little hermit crab that's crawling along a railing. And thinking about its life, while Nami tends to her tangerines and Usopp cleans the ship's cannon. And overhead, something streaks through the sky. And we hear, "Why do these things always happen to me?" And it's Buggy, of course. And Luffy's like, did you guys say something? And no one did, you know. And Sanji tells Luffy, "Get busy, quit slacking off." While Buggy just rockets through the air to another mysterious cloud-swirled island, I have to acknowledge that this bird really spits powerfully. It's kind of insane. But actually, as we find Buggy on this little island, we realize that it seems really familiar to us, the viewer. It's an island that we have visited before, judging from the voice of the guardian spirit, which greets Buggy. And the guardian spirit warns that Buggy will be killed if he takes another step. But then the strange animals of the island emerge from the bushes, and Buggy's interested, and he gets shot through his hat and uses one of his floating hands to drag the so-called guardian spirit into view. And it's that little guy with the green afro who's still stuck in the treasure chest. And Buggy calls him a Hakorimume, something like that, which is kind of a play on sheltered daughter, but uses a son instead of daughter. And Buggy and the little guy square off to fight. And the animals watch calmly. They're just all eating this fruit or yawning or spitting out seeds. And the combatants charge. And Buggy grabs the little green guy's green afro with his floating hand. But his opponent still has guns and puts holes in Buggy's cape. And after a few more dirty tricks, Buggy must recoil from an attack with Barabara Kinkyu Dashutsu, or emergency escape. And at last, the guardian gets the better of Buggy and puts a gun to his head. No one will harm these animals, the island's treasure. Buggy only thinks treasure is like gold and jewels. He's a pirate, not a poacher. The guardian, realizes, oh, okay, and apologizes happily. He was a pirate once too. So, that night, Buggy and his new host laugh and drink sake around a fire. And the animals dance tipsily. They like the home-brewed sake, too. And the guardian guy tells Buggy his story, how he came here looking for treasure. There is none. Don't get excited about it. And got marooned here for 20 years. And Buggy thinks that this guy is cool and invites him to join him when he gets a new pirate crew. And the guardian guy is very moved, and he's tempted, but these animals are his nakama now. And the guardian chuckles. He remembers when another pirate asked him to join a crew. It was a funny guy. It was a young guy in a straw hat. I'll bet if you met him, you'd like him too. And Buggy remembers that he's met some pretty awful young guys in his day, and we flash back to his fight with Luffy with Bada Bada Parts. But when Nami, you know, kept her foot on his body so that he couldn't reclaim it, he was left with just his arms and legs. And Luffy sent him flying with Gomu Gomu no Bazooka. And just think of it. Thinking of that fills Buggy with hatred and rage. And the guardian pours more sake to lift his spirits. And they toast. Kanbai, or cheers, to pirates. And as we get only a partial look at some giant beast stomping through the forest. I was not sure what happened there, what that was all about. But in the morning, the guardian helps Buggy to rebuild his raft. And Buggy asks the guardian once more to join him, but the little man wants to take care of the animals, who now all have hangovers from too much sake. And the two little pirates shake hands and bid a tender, tearful farewell. Buggy sets sail as the guardian thinks, Buggy, be careful. There are many strange sea creatures in this area. And then huge crab pinchers explode from the waves in front of Buggy. And the guardian's like, oh, I should remember to say that earlier. And the giant crab attacks the raft as the heart-shaped, heart-covered ship that we saw in episode, well, the last episode, suddenly appears. Buggy's raft is shattered by the giant crab, which looms over him about to strike, and then gets a cannonball right through the head. And the crab sinks as Buggy beholds his rescuer on the deck of the ship, a wildly fashionable woman in a flowing purple trench coat with a white Western-style hat. And this rather buxom lady pulls Buggy from the sea as the guardian and his animals wave in relief. Goodbye, Buggy! Take care. And the mystery woman recognizes Buggy. She's looking for someone and pulls out Luffy's wanted poster. And Buggy responds with, shitty rubber kid! And the woman gets them food, and she proposes a deal that they coordinate to hunt down Luffy. And that night, everyone is asleep aboard the Going Merry, though Luffy is still sleepily begging Sanji for food. Nami sits in the other room, listening to the boys argue in their sleep. Such weird guys. She turns out the light and bids goodnight to the photo of Bellamir that she keeps by her bed and goes to sleep. While outside, that hermit crab that Luffy had taken a liking to falls off the railing into the sea. To be continued.
Who is Sanji?
The center character is Sanji, the cook for Luffy's Straw Hat Pirates. Sanji has his typical blonde hair, his curly eyebrow. He wears a dress shirt and tie. He usually has a dress coat on, but since he's been cooking, he's taken that off and replaced it with a pink apron with a panda on it.
Who is Buggy the Clown?
This is Buggy the Pirate Clown. He is less terrifying than you might normally see him because he doesn't have his body. He only has his arms and legs right now. This pirate is quite fearsome with his clown face, pirate hat with a skull and crossbones. He has a big orange cape with fur trim. He's got white gloves. He's got big pointy shoes and red and white striped hose on his legs. He's pretty funny looking without his body right now.
Who is Gaimon?
This character's name I could not remember, and I did not go back to the archive to find out what his name was. He refers to himself as the guardian spirit of the island, protector of the animals on the island. He is a former pirate. He's a very small man, largely because he fell off a tall peak and landed in a treasure box, which collapsed him and stuck him inside. So he has a giant greenish afro of hair. He has a dark brown beard and sort of a unibrow. He's missing a tooth right now. And he is stuck inside this wood and steel treasure box.
Who is Nami?
This is Nami, the navigator for the Straw Hat Pirates. She is currently wearing a green t-shirt and a black skirt with gold rings. She has orange hair. And she is currently reading a book and listening to the other pirates arguing in the next room.
What was the setting in this episode?
This episode had several settings. It took place on the Going Merry at sea, both on the deck and inside the cabins of the kitchen and the hammock room and Nami's room. We also saw two different islands. We saw actually, three islands. There was the island that Buggy initially left when he was being attacked by the piranha. There was the island that he crash landed on, where he was eaten by the giant bird and then spit out. And then there was the third island, which is the island that we have visited in a previous episode, Gaimon's Island of strange and unusual animals. We spent the bulk of the rest of the episode on that island in the jungle and at the cliff's edge at campfire, and then at the beach to send Buggy off on a little raft. And then finally, when his raft was destroyed, he was rescued from the giant crab by another ship, the ship we saw in the previous episode, the heart-shaped ship, which was festooned with many hearts and is captained by this mystery woman. So we don't know the name of that ship yet, but that was also one of our settings.
What were the special moves for this episode?
We had a couple of named attacks. The first one came from Buggy, Barabarahu, or Cannon, which shot his hands forward to try to catch that little bird. We had Buggy again, and this time he called out, Barabara Kinkyu Dashutsu, or emergency escape, when he needed to escape from being shot by Gaimon. And we had a flashback to his battle with Luffy, in which Buggy called out Barabara Parts and tried to reclaim all of his parts, but unfortunately Nami had her foot on his body and he couldn't get that back. And then Luffy sent the rest of him flying with Gomu Gomu no Bazooka. That was the extent of the special attacks in this episode.
Good. Do we have any last thoughts on this episode?
I'm still trying to figure out this giant bird who uses utensils and has the makings for a picnic. Also the idea that a giant bird would eat a person, or that a giant bird could spit a person so hard that they flew like a jet through the sky. But these are things that I will just ponder in my mind as we go forward.
Ahar, indeed. And so this will conclude, indeed, our impressions and guide on anime episode 46. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on Beginner's Guide to One Piece. Yarr!